you just heard, Audio Adrenaline was one of the founding bands in the Christian rock genre. Christian rock often gets a bad reputation for combining two seemingly opposite worlds, the ancient beliefs of a conservative religion and the very secular world of rock and roll. However, when combined in the right way, the result can be poetic. But are the songs considered literary if only people of one faith can relate to them? In the following poem, author Michelle Rosenthal expresses her wish to go back to the days of innocence.
Before the World Intruded, by Michelle Rosenthal. Return me to those infant years before I woke from sleep, when ideas were oceans crashing, my dreams blank shores of sand. Transport me fast to who I was when breath was fresh as sight, my new parts, unfragmented, shielded faith from unkind light. Draw from me a figure whole, so different from who I am. Show me now this picture, who I was when I began.
Now, listen as Audio Adrenaline uses the same remorseful tone and simplistic, childlike sound in their own song, Starting Over.
Tell me how I get back to my childhood. I used to think it was so naive.
Both the poem and the song are centered on a theme of needing to be put back together after a fall, a feeling not uniquely Christian, but human. But does the Christian music label have an effect on the opinion of a fan of secular music? I'm here with James Barnwell, a typical high school senior. While you were with your friends, would you be as eager to play an Audio Adrenaline song as you would a secular song by a similar-sounding band?
No, I don't think I would, because I wouldn't want to come off as overly religious.
So would you say the Christian label has an effect on how people hear the song?
Yes, because I think that when people realize they're listening to a Christian song, they feel they might not be able to relate to it.
The next selection, a poem by Mary Oliver, discusses how appreciating nature can be a form of prayer.
The Summer Day, by Mary Oliver. Who made the world? Who made the swan and the black bear? Who made the grasshopper? This grasshopper, I mean the one who has flung herself out of the grass, the one who is eating sugar out of my hand, who is moving her jaws back and forth instead of up and down, who is gazing around with her enormous and complicated eyes. Now she lifts her pale forearms and thoroughly washes her face. Now she snaps her wings open and floats away. I don't know exactly what a prayer is. I do know how to pay attention, how to fall down into the grass, how to kneel down in the grass, how to be idle and blessed, how to stroll through the fields, which is what I've been doing all day. Tell me, what else should I have done? Doesn't everything die at last, and too soon? Tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life?
With the same energy and passion for the world around them, Audio Adrenaline uses their appreciation of nature to praise God as well, though in a more direct way. Though from two different perspectives, the poem and song are similar with their use of very visual language, indicating the world around them is worth appreciating no matter who created it. When you think of emotion-driven literature, I'm sure church hymns aren't the first works to come to mind. However, throughout history, church music has been written to inspire its members. In 1597, Martin Luther wrote A Mighty Fortress Is Our God to be the battle hymn of the Reformation. He was attempting to reform the Catholic Church and needed emotion-filled words to gather followers. The language in this well-known hymn was meant to inspire, to fill listeners with the passion and energy to make a change.
A mighty fortress is our God. A bulwark never failing.
In the spirit of Martin Luther, Audio Adrenaline wrote their own hymn of Reformation, only this time the target was America's youth. Their intent was to fill listeners with the hope and passion for God it would take to change their lives. The use of modern language is key in this song, like in A Mighty Fortress, but Audio Adrenaline also added a driving beat and wailing guitars to get through to their audience. This is Mighty Good Leader. As you can hear, Audio Adrenaline's roots in Christian music don't take away from the literary effect of their work, it merely inspires it. The use of vibrant language and themes of everyday life come together to create uplifting, poetic songs.
Was overly religious and evangelical.
No, that was good.